Ah, just about done. Sterlo, let's go through these teams for round number 11. Only the four games. You'll hear three of them on the Triple M NRL network. It's like handicap racing now, trying to pick these winners because, you know, you've got the form lines, but they really don't count for much for some of these teams. South Sydney versus Parramatta is the Friday night game. Now, Will Hopper-White is the only one missing because of origin. Ryan Morgan will now move to the centres, and John Folau is back in business. All super coaches will be delighted. Junior Paulo returns from his long suspension. For South, Alex Johnston back to fullback with Inglis out. Joel Reddy back in the side. He's on the wing. Jason Clark is back. And Chris Grevesmore on an extended bench. He's been dropped out of the 17. He's been talked up for Origin only a couple of weeks ago.
He's played really well. He has had a couple of knocks lately. I know we've spoken about Ryan Hoffman getting two concussions, but I think Grevesmore has been battered a little bit as well, so maybe it's a physical thing with him.
He might play, but he's in jersey number 19 at this stage. Tigers-Cowboys, the only game on Saturday, which is 7:30 at Campbelltown. Matt Lodge will start for Origin-bound Aaron Woods. Dean Halitau, as we all expected, will be the hooker in place of Robbie Farah. You've got the likes of Kyle Lovett and Jack Buchanan in the side, Brenton Santee, Joel Luani, so unfamiliar names for the Cowboys. Well, one of the badly affected sides. Their halves, Michael Morgan and Ray Thompson. Also looking here, Ben Hannett goes into the starting side with Matt Scott out. That's not a bad replacement. Sam Hoare goes into the other front row spot with James Tarmo out. And the bench, Cost Jason, Glenn Hall, Ben Spina, Kalepi Tanganoa. Obviously, Thurston's the big problem here.
And it may well be that Michael Morgan could be missing as well.
Yeah, exactly. A decision we think will be made shortly in the next day or two because 18th men traditionally go back to the play with their clubs. So if he's not required for Origin, we expect him to play. Now, the Raiders and the Bulldogs. Des Hasler has called this a must-win game for Canterbury. They're 4-6, and they are badly affected. No Hodkinson, no Jackson, no Morris, no Clemmer. So despite their lack of form, they're badly hit. So the halves are Josh Reynolds and Moses Mbai. Tim Laffey mercifully is back, so he goes into the centres replacing Josh Morris. So that's almost like for like, really, talent-wise. Tony Williams starts in the second row, and then the likes of Lloyd Perrott, Antonio Cafusi, Danny Fualo, and Herman Asisi all on an extended bench. So Tolman and Graham, the front rowers, it's still a pretty good-looking back row. Pritchard, Tony Williams, Greg Eastwood.
Yeah, it's the bench where they are obviously severely affected. Canberra, just one of three teams that don't have Origin representation.
Yeah. So, and even though they were beaten handily last week, still one of the better-formed teams in the comp. And then Monday Night Football, the only time Brisbane have to do this, they have to play before Origin. The next two Origins, they get the bye. So they do their penance early. I'll just go through. This is how their team looks. There's six of them out. So it's Jordan Kahu now fullback, Daniel Vito, Jack Reed, Dale Copley, Lachlan Naranta, Anthony Milford and Ben Hunt. So it's a pretty good-looking back line. It's the forwards that are the problem. Jared Wallace, Andrew McCulloch and Adam Blair, the front row. Alex Glenn, David Stagg, who I'm sure hasn't played this year. I could be wrong, but I don't think he's played this year. And young Joe Offahengawi are in the starting side. And then an interchange, Joe Boyce, Francis Molo, Corey Oates, who can't get a starting spot for love nor money, and Cody Nicarima.
Yeah, well, they are the worst affected side with six on Origin duty. Maybe Corey Oates is being kept that way because he is their most versatile. If they have a problem in the back row and he goes, if they've got someone in the centres or on the wing that needs to be covered, then he does that as well.
Joey Tarpini is in for Newcastle at the for Bo Scott, who's out, but they're pretty much full strength. Strength in the sense that Jared Mullen is out, but exactly. Kurt Gidley is in. I must be nuts. I still think the Broncos can win that game.
Yeah, look, I do too. Newcastle were poor last week despite getting the money. But this is, we keep talking about this middle period, this Origin period. This is where sides make a charge, and Newcastle have to. They have a good opportunity. This is when you want to play the better sides because they are vulnerable.